Hi, Tom. How are you?
I'm good. And you?
We're doing well.
Thank you.
Just starting off, Matthew Stafford has struggled late in games here recently. From the film you've seen so far, what have you seen that has caused that?
Well, first of all, you know, he's very, very talented, very good young quarterback. That's you know, you're playing against the other night. Now, the Monday night game was just a very, very good defensive team. You know, I hesitate to put the a word struggle in there for someone who has an offense that goes for more than 400 yards a game and is ranked so highly in such critical areas as third down and green zone, et cetera, et cetera. So I wouldn't put that word on it. I know they're disappointed in a game extremely well played with a 61-yard field goal at the end, but you know, there certainly were chances and opportunities, and that first drive was very good. And, you know, gave indication of things to come, but somehow, some way, you know, you got two really good teams battling on the field, and it was an extremely close game. And there at the end, you know, when Baltimore rushed the ball on third down there and lined up to kick a field goal, you said to yourself, man, that's, you know, that they must know something that we don't know, and then bang. I mean, so that's a tough way to lose, but I would not associate the talent and the way in which they've played, the numbers that they've put together out there with any kind of struggle. I realize what the record is, and I know that, you know, some of the games certainly haven't gone the way they want them to go, but, you know, it's a very competitive league, and there's an awful lot of good teams out there.
Coach, and just one thing about your team and the situation you're in right now. I remember when you were getting ready to play the Patriots in the Super Bowl that 2007 season, you talked about the way you played the last game of the season. You said if you're going to do something hard, prepare to do something hard. How does that apply to the situation you've been in the last couple of weeks of this season?
Well, this is no fun. You know, we've up until, you know, even last week, we still had a chance to be a 500 team. And to be honest with you, I thought that, you know, we prepared hard, we've practiced hard all year long. Our players are into what we're trying to do. The character of our team is good. And then on Sunday, we played hard particularly with our defense and special teams. Our offense didn't execute. Our offense did not perform the way we had hoped they would perform. And then we started, which was a problem we had all year with the turnovers, and they never stopped. And there's lots of reasons for that, not just the quarterback, but. So we've had difficulties. We've been frustrated by this, but we, you know, we have a good group of people, and we continue to fight and battle. You know, the unfortunate thing is that we, you know, you come out of a game like that with a couple of more injuries. So you just go back to the drawing board, and you rely on your strength and your constitution and things you believe in, and you try to lift your team back up off the floor on Wednesday and get them to respond and prepare yourself to fulfill your responsibilities again the next Sunday.
Hey, have you really been able to have your team on the field, though? You know, the old NASCAR pass rush, the running game that you want. Have you really been able to put your team on the field consistently this year?
No, I mean, we haven't accomplished to the extent, for example, that our run game, our combination of balance. We've had games where we've rushed well. We've had games where we've controlled ourselves. You know, after we started out with an 0-6 record, we played pretty well. You know, won a bunch of games in a row and. Thought we were back in position, lost a tough game to Dallas, and then faced some really good football teams and just didn't measure up, didn't get it done.
With Jim Schwartz, he's regarded as being on the hot seat. As a veteran coach yourself, whose seat has perhaps been warm and cold at different points in your career, what do people or fans, media, not get about, you know, the head coaching situation in the NFL?
You know, I wish I could speak more directly. I know that Jim's a good young coach, and you know, he's a tough guy. He's you know, battled each year in and year out, and people are become frustrated and that type of thing. But you know, I just see from a distance a very, you know, a team that's talented and does have a young group of players around him. So I wouldn't know much more than what I see, and I've really enjoyed visiting with Jim, you know, when we've met at the league meetings and in Indianapolis and that type of thing. So, and I do know of his background. So,
I guess I was asking more from your perspective, but, you know, because you've probably been through it all as a coach. How do you deal with the highs and the lows and successes and failures?
Yeah, that's not an easy thing to do. And each team is a different team, and each year is a different year. You try to stay away from the highs and the lows. You try to lengthen these things out and learn how to deal with them. And to be honest with you, the other thing that you have to do is you can't pay attention to what goes on in the media. You have to rely on the people around you to bring you information that you need to know. But other than that, you gotta put the blinders on and go to work. It's not about, you know, I always say it this way so that it doesn't apply to anybody else, but it's not about me. It's about our team and your responsibilities as a head coach to go back in there and help those young men understand what it's going to take to get to where you want to go, or at least to how to deal with the circumstances that you're in. So never easy, but that's what I found.
How is your team going to handle Detroit's defensive line on Sunday? They're really good with stopping the rush and coming off the game that you guys had on Sunday. What are you going to do to help get that offense going?
Well, it's not easy. They're a good team. And, as I said, we do have some other situations here to deal with, but we're going to work as hard as we can. I guarantee you that our team will be, as prepared as we can be. And hopefully we can compete like heck and maybe have some things go our way. And that's what we're planning on happening.
What about the matchups? Is there anything concerning about the defense matching up with your offense?
Well, sure there are. But you just have to go down the list and see where you have some pluses versus some minuses and try to do something about that. We know very well about how good the defensive front is. I think everybody in the league does, but we'll be there on Sunday.
With Stafford, how do you keep his trend going of turnovers and avoid letting him get comfortable getting a rhythm?
Well, we got to have some kind of pressure ourselves. You know, we've got to be able to generate some of that as well. We've got to contest every ball and have good coverage and use versatility in terms of how we approach Stafford and his offense and where we're coming from, do a good job with our disguises, and hope that we can upset the rhythm.
How do you coach turnovers the other way around, preventing them? You had an issue once with Tiki Barber and just cleaned it up.
Well, that was a running game situation, yeah. and the basic philosophy and what we teach did a good job of correcting it with regard to Tiki and his career, what followed. We've had some issues here with other backs. You know, David Wilson's fumbled the ball. We had Andre Brown fumble one a couple weeks ago, and it hurt us badly. But so we're constantly working on that. But it has to be fundamentals, and it has to be something that the player believes in, because it's sometimes the position that the ball has to be carried in is not a comfortable thing. Now, when you're talking about the pass game, what we've always tried to do is create enough balance where you weren't in a position where you were always trying to fit that thing into a tight hole.
How important is that issue, knowing that these are the two teams that rank second to last and dead last in giveaways? How important is that on Sunday?
It's every game, the number one, obviously, statistic is points for, points against, number two, giveaway, takeaway. And every Friday, if I start every Friday's meeting with a pounding away in terms of the recognition of knowledge that if you play at home, play away, win the turnover battle, what your percentages are of winning. And so nobody stresses it more than we do.
What about your ability to stop the run? I see in the last 11 games, starting running backs have averaged about 53 yards per carry, 57 yards per game against you.
Yeah, we've done a good job of that against the best in the league. Got hurt by the quarterback a little bit the other day, but did a nice job against Lynch, and we've done that pretty consistently over the course of the season. We've played pretty good run defense, and when we've played against the best in the league, we've been able to come up with some opportunities. You don't stop those great players, but you can find a way to contain and control, and that's one thing we've been able to do.
With Eli this year and your quarterbacks over the years, do you think quarterbacks in the NFL get too much credit when you win and too much blame when you lose?
Probably not the quarterback for winning. I don't think so. I think you have to realize that no one individual loses games. You know, blame it on the head coach, which is usually the way it is.